Are the ladies going to be angry with me after this show? I guess we're going to find out. Welcome to the Daily Drive. I'm your host, Ken Knorr. The show is dedicated to keeping you informed, educated, and most importantly, driven to succeed. Everyone at the Daily Drive team hopes you enjoy this show. And welcome to the Daily Drive. Over the last several episodes, we've been talking about communication. In fact, we talked about the fact that you're wearing a pink shirt, and have actually had listeners telling me that the day that I did that, they were wearing peach shirts. So I have to make a correction. I see you are wearing a peach shirt, but today you are not. That said, I read a very interesting article that related to this. Funny how those things happen. You talk about one subject and then suddenly that subject starts popping up all over the place. The article talked about the possibility that gender could play a factor in how something is interpreted, and specifically how punctuation could affect that. Well, I read the example sentence they were using, and sure enough, it was another great example of how communications can be misinterpreted. And this made me think of texting more specifically. In texting, we fail to use punctuation most of the time. I see it constantly where I receive a text and the punctuation isn't there. And again, interpretation can be left up to the recipient. Let's be real, it's done for brevity. While texting, we're just trying to get across our message quickly. So I want you to read this because I can say it, but it's nearly impossible for me to remove all inflection and cadence from the phrase. So I'm going to ask that you pause the show for a minute and read the show title. It should be on the top of the screen of your podcast player, perhaps even displayed right dead smack. If you're using the Anchor app, you'll see I've named this segment with the sentence example. So I'm going to pause for just a second and give you a chance to pause yourself and read that show title and come back and join me. Okay, I hope I have given you enough time to read the show title quickly. What did you think when you read that show title? What did it say? Now I'm going to actually say the phrase and try not to add any inflection to it at all. I'm going to say it as plainly as I can. Woman without her man is nothing. So there you go. What did you hear? How did you interpret what I just said, even though I tried to say it as flatly as possible? Did you interpret that I added inflection to say, woman without her man is nothing? Or did you hear it differently? Maybe you heard it, woman, without her, man is nothing. Just pauses changes the meaning of that sentence in 180 degrees. One says that a woman is inferior and without her man is nothing. The other says a man is inferior, without a woman, he's nothing. The point that I'm trying to make so emphatically, and I've repeated this in two shows now, is that it's very, very easy to misinterpret or misread written communications. Again, it's on the recipient is where the interpretation happens. And so if somebody responds to you emotionally after you sent them an email or written something on their Facebook page, perhaps you should just read it again to determine how changing inflection on that very same sentence could change its meaning in 180 degrees like it did this one. We often are surprised that somebody is so angry or so upset about something we've written We don't see it because we add in our minds our own inflection to how we write something. We often, for brevity's sake, leave out punctuation altogether. So woman, exclamation point, without her, comma, man is nothing. Or woman, without her man, comma, is nothing. Just changing it a little, adding some punctuation, instead of taking the shortcut to brevity, could have prevented a misunderstanding. So we'd really like your feedback. You can give us some feedback now on Facebook. Just join us at Facebook.com/groups/Daily Drive. There's a poll there today on how you interpreted this question. It'll be very interesting to see how that poll comes out. Thanks for dropping by today, and we'll be glad to have you back tomorrow for the weekend edition. Business and History. See you then. Thanks for listening, and thanks to our sponsor, That Company.
Why should you work with That Company as your private label or reseller partner instead of those other guys? Because we get results for your clients. That's why we're the private label provider of choice for some of the biggest names in the digital industry. You just don't know it.
If you want to give us feedback, drop by dailydriveshow.com. Don't forget, you can listen to us live in Central Florida on WQBQ every day at 7:30 a.m. The show wouldn't be possible without everyone on the Daily Drive Show team, producer Josh Cardoza, web guru Taj Royer, and the social media man with the plan, Roy Wilson. If you think we did a good job today, toss us a rating or a review on iTunes, and don't forget to tune in tomorrow.